being here. And Ish and Shandra Robbie Gallagher.
I get here, look, and Tara Boyd on Fadjo Corot as well, with you in chat, I imagine. Minister, the N2RD to Castleblaney Road has become infamous for its high collision rate. Sections of the road have been classified as having twice the expected collision rate. And the death toll, unfortunately, is alarming. 17 fatal collisions in the last 10 years, 24 fatal collisions within the past 18 years. So many families and lives broken, so much grief and a lifetime of heartache. And as traffic volumes continue to grow, collision frequency and severity is likely to increase also. So you can understand, Minister, why the local community find it inexplicable that work has stopped on plans to make this road safer for everyone, not just the locals who use it, but indeed all those who pass on this road on their way north or south, as the case may be. According to a recent European directive on road infrastructure safety management, it states, and I quote, "Member states shall ensure that road sections with a ranking of high accident concentration, sections such as the N2, are targeted and given high priority funding for remedial treatment." An upgrade of the N2 Castleblaney Road from Castleblaney to RD, a four-lane dual carriageway is needed. The length is approximately 32 kilometres and it is proposed to have a cycle track and a footpath there as well. As you know, Minister, dual carriageways are three times more safer than single carriageways. And apart from improving road safety, these measures would also enhance key north-south and regional connectivity, improve road safety, as I said earlier, and also provide certainty for journey times for cross-border traffic. This particular improvement works is listed in the National Development Plan 2018-27 and also 21-2030 for progression through pre-appraisal and early planning. Design process began in this road back in 2018 and a preferred route was published in February of 2021. Initial design maps have been published and land and property owner meetings have taken place with the local authority. And there has been significant impacts on people's property, with up to seven people potentially losing their family homes, many others with significant land take and also commercial buildings been taken. But I have to say, from feedback I received from local authority people, and you've met one of County Council yourself, and I thank you again for coming down for that meeting, Minister. The cooperation received from the local community has been second to none, and I salute them for that. Expenditure to date on this road has been something around the region of £5.5 million. But the current phase, unfortunately, has been going well. So far, so good. However, the £600,000 that we received in 2023 was for works already completed. So therefore, a request was made through Minister Ryan's department for an additional €900,000 so that the planning process and design process could complete. Unfortunately, that wasn't forthcoming this year. And as a result, the consultants that were hired had to be stood down. So far, we are in limbo in relation to this particular road. And at a time when road deaths, rightly so, are in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, with the numbers increasing, surely, Minister, if we're serious about road safety, the fact that this road is not being progressed through planning is unforgivable. There's no other way of putting that. And we're talking here about a serious issue that, quite frankly, is a matter of life or death. And if Minister Ryan's department is serious about cutting down on road deaths, this road has to be progressed as a matter of urgency. I look forward to your response.
Senator, Minister.
Thanks very much, Cathaoirleach, look, and I want to thank Senator Gallagher for raising this important matter in the House today, and also want to acknowledge the very serious road safety concerns that you've raised, the fact that the fatality rate and the collision rate has been seriously high and concerning on this road. Many lives lost and 24 deaths that you've mentioned, which is shocking, and particularly as population increases in as part of the National Development Plan, National Planning Framework, having balanced regional development, obviously a core component of that will be to have improved infrastructure from a north-south perspective. But engineering and infrastructure is a key component of road safety. So just to give context for what has happened this year, when funding arrangements have been put in place by the Department with Transport Infrastructure Ireland under the Roads Act and in line with the National Development Plan, the planning, design, improvement and upgrading of individual national roads is progressed by TAI in conjunction with local authorities. TAI delivers the National Roads Programme in line with Project Ireland 2040, the National Planning Framework and the National Development Plan. The government has earmarked €5.1 billion for capital spending on new national roads projects from 21 to 30 as part of the NDP. This funding will enable improved regional accessibility across the country, and the funding will provide for the development of numerous national roads projects, including the completion of projects which are already at construction stage, as well as the development of others. As the greater portion of this funding becomes available in the second half of the decade, this means there has been a constraint on some funding for projects. But a major priority in line with the department's investment plan is to ensure we have quality and safety as part of the national road network. And the NDP foresees an allocation of €2.9 billion as well for the protection and renewal of existing roads over the 10-year period to 2030. Four projects on the N2 have been identified, as you've said, in the NDP. The N2 Clontibret to the border, the N2 RD to Castleblaney, the N2 Slane Bypass and the N2 Rath Roundabout to Kilmoon Cross. And I can provide the Senator with some further detail on each. These projects are aligned with the National Planning Framework, but in particular with the National Strategic Outcomes of Enhanced Regional Accessibility and Strengthened Rural Economies and Communities. TI are working to progress these schemes through planning, design and construction. And approximately €491 million of Exchequer capital funds have been provided for national roads through TI to local authorities in 2023. These allocations were announced by the Department of Transport in February of this year, and funding in 2023 for new projects on the N2 comprised of the N2 Clontibret to the border, €2.5 million, which was contingent on a successful application for funding for the Connecting Europe facility, and it was awarded earlier this year. N2 RD to Castleblaney of €600,000, N2 Slane Bypass €350,000, and N2 Rath Roundabout to Kilmoon €750,000. And just to say, I am aware of the concerns, having engaged directly with Monaghan County Council, with the officials and with the local authority members there, relating to the funding allocation for this year, which didn't allow for sufficient progress, as you've stated, and that's a matter of fact. There is ongoing engagement now between the Department of Transport and TAI about the funding allocations for next year. And I think, as you've said, when this road has such a concerning road safety record, that has to be a core consideration as part of our overall funding paradigm. And as I said, there hasn't been any decision made by government yet on what the funding allocations will be for next year. But this is a road that's in the National Planning Framework, it's in the National Development Plan, and has an important north-south dimension as well, and something I'm acutely aware of from your own representations.
Thank you, Minister. Senator Gallagher.
Gormaigat, Minister, and I thank you for your response, and I do acknowledge the fact that you did come down to Monaghan County Council in relation to this particular issue, and I do acknowledge also that you don't have direct responsibility for everything that goes on within this department, but I would ask that you would bring a message back to someone that does, that's Minister Ryan, that funding is required in order to progress this road. We're talking something in the region of €1 million that'll keep this project alive and keep it moving forward. I think it's the least we can do to all those landowners and the homeowners who are losing their homes, who have cooperated with the council in relation to exceeding their properties in order that a road would progress. I think we owe it to them not to keep them in limbo. And we also owe it to all those that have lost their lives on this road already. And you've mentioned that in your contribution. This is a matter of life or death, literally. And I don't over-egg it when I say that, Minister. I sincerely hope that Government and Minister Ryan does find the necessary €1 million to give to TII in order that the design work on this road can be complete and the investment to date will not be lost as a result. Thank you.
Margaret.
Thanks very much, Senator, and I'll certainly reflect the feedback you've given and the strong representations you've made. You've been clear as well about your concerns relating to the high collision rate on the road. The high collision rate isn't going to improve with increases in population and increased use of the road. It has an important north-south dimension. But engineering and infrastructure are of paramount importance to improving road safety. And that's why, particularly in the Midlands and West and the north of the country, there are a number of strategic projects, if constructed, will really improve the road safety for many people who use roads every day. And I know you've referenced the shocking loss of life over the last number of years in Monaghan and in the wider region there, which is of serious concern to me. And that's why there is a wider discussion ongoing about roads investment within government. And also when we had our Ministerial Road Safety Committee last week, there was also a discussion on the importance of engineering as as an important facet of improving road safety. And that can't be ignored. There's other areas that have to be progressed for their difficult year on the roads this year, which is in enforcement and education as well. But engineering is a core component, and without ongoing progress where there is significant high collision rates and a very poor road safety record, that has to be of consideration when decisions are made. And I reflect the feedback you've given and your concerns related to road safety.
Thank you very much. Very important. Thank you. Just wait for the minister to change.